There was something about Edwina Poole that disturbed the detective. She was not like his other subjects. Jack had emphasized that he was not gathering evidence for a divorce. "I just want to know what she does," he said. "Something is different." Edie usually ignored the detective. She said nothing to Jack. She put up with it, knowing that the overweight, shiny-faced man had no way of finding her out. The last letter arrived at the beginning of December. Edie retrieved it from the post office and drove to the beach in Lake Forest. She parked in the spot farthest from the road. It was a windy, bitterly cold day. There was no snow on the sand. Lake Michigan was brown. Little waves lapped the edges of the rocks. All the rocks had been carefully arranged to prevent erosion. The beach resembled a stage set. The parking lot was deserted except for Edie's Honda Accord. She kept the motor running. The detective hung back, then sighed and pulled into a spot at the opposite end of the parking lot. Edie glanced at him. "Must I have an audience for this?" She sat looking at the lake for a while. "I could burn it without reading it." She thought about what her life might have been like if she'd stayed in London. She could have let Jack go back to America without her. An intense longing for her twin overcame her, and she took the envelope out of her purse, slid her finger under the flap, and unfolded the letter. "I told you I would let you know, so here it is. Goodbye. I tried to imagine what it would feel like if it was you, but it's impossible to conjure the world without you, even though we've been apart so long. I didn't leave you anything. You got to live my life. That's enough. Instead, I'm experimenting. I've left the whole lot to the twins. I hope they'll enjoy it. Don't worry. It will be okay. Say goodbye to Jack for me. Love, despite everything. E."